with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Many homeowners have started noticing strange paper bags hanging from their evergreens in their landscapes. These bags are the nests of bagworms. Bagworms are the larval stage of a certain moth species that emerge from their bags in late May to early June to feed on both deciduous and evergreen leaves. Timing of their emergence depends on the weather of the spring. Cooler and wetter weather, as seen this year, will delay their emergence. Damage ends up being much more severe on evergreen trees and shrubs due to the lack of foliage regrowth during the year. Bagworms are most common on cedars, junipers, and arborvitae, but can also be found on shade trees like sycamores and elms. Occasionally, they can also nest on buildings. Bagworms form their bags using a combination of plant debris and silk that the worms spin. During the 6 weeks or so that they feed, they will begin to grow their bags when the worms are about an eighth of an inch to a quarter inch long. Bags have slightly different structures depending on whether a male larva or female larva is nesting inside. Bags that have male larva are typically near the bottom of the tree and will be abandoned in the fall after the males become moths. Bags with females are where eggs overwinter and are usually found towards the tops of trees. One female bag can produce 500 to 1,000 eggs that will all hatch the following spring. If trying to control bagworms, prioritize the bags near the top of the tree to better keep bagworm populations in check.